This is Susan V. Brock Telluride, Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with national fiddling champion Kimber Ludeker. She is part of the group Della May, and they are everywhere you want to be over Bluegrass Weekend. And I'm saying that to those who don't have passes because they appear twice, three times actually, where you don't need a pass. The first time is Wednesday, June 20th. They perform with the legendary Bluegrass regular Peter Rowan. That's at First Grass in Mountain Village, Wednesday, June 20th. They next perform for the public, general public, in the evening, on I believe that's Thursday evening, June 21st, at Fly Me to the Moon Saloon at 11 p.m., and they appear with Dan Mengen. Then they appear again on Saturday, June 23rd, 1 p.m. in Elks Park. On the main stage, they are performing Thursday afternoon, 12:15 to 1:30. Kimber, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, it's nice to, thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. So let's start with your story. How far back in your young life did you start playing music, specifically fiddling?
I started fiddling when I was 3 years old.
What?
Yeah. Both of my parents are fiddle players. My dad's a 5-time national fiddle champion, and I'm actually a 4th-generation fiddle player. So my brother and I would always get in trouble for trying to steal our parents' instruments. And finally, my grandpa, when my brother and I were 3 and 4, got us a 32nd-sized fiddle, and we started playing.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't expecting that far back. So have you ever considered a career other than writing and performing music and fiddling?
I don't think deep down in my heart. I went to school for elementary education, actually, for something to do when I decided I didn't want to be on the road anymore.
But that wasn't what you thought you would do going forward.
No, I think I've always known that I would like to play music.
Okay.
Try to make a career out of that.
So you had a career going before Della May came together. So talk about how sort of the evolution of your professional life to the point where you finally connect and formed Della May.
Well, I went to school. I went to the University of Washington, and after I was done with school, I moved out to the East Coast, just from Boston's reputation for a really amazing musical center. There's so many great musicians there, and particularly fiddle players. So I moved out, and I was actually playing fiddle for the lead singer of Riverdance and an Irish band called Ondokus,
mm-hmm.
Just kind of as a money gig, and those guys are really, really great. But I always wanted to play bluegrass and write music and kind of do that. So I was hanging out at fiddle camp
mm-hmm.
with some friends, and we were talking about how much fun it would be to create, and it was a joke at first, actually, creating an all-female bluegrass band that plays what we call mash grass or man grass, high-intensity, testosterone-driven bluegrass, and we would wear power suits, and it was kind of a joke. So we actually booked a gig in Boston at the Cantab Lounge on a Tuesday night and played a show, and we had so much fun that we decided, well, we could do this for real. But as a real band and not a joke. And then our friend Abigail Washburn, she's the one who named the band originally. She said, you have to call it Big Spike Hammer. So we played that one show under the name Big Spike Hammer and decided that if we were going to do this for a living, Big Spike Hammer might be a little kind of an intense name. So we swapped it to Della May, which is in the chorus of the song Big Spike Hammer.
Exactly.
Written by the Osborne Brothers.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Then, since you've been together, and give me a date on when that happened, describe your sort of your career highlights.
Oh, man. We've gotten to do such cool things. We actually just spent 3 weeks in Germany in December. Germany, Switzerland, and the Czech Republic. Rocky Grass was a huge highlight for us last year. Anytime we get to play in Colorado, we'd play there every day if we could. The crowds are amazing, and they really respond to music. So it's a great audience for us, I think. We're going on a State Department tour to Central Asia this fall, so we're really excited about that. All of the stands, Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan, and I guess the other one is we're releasing a new album in January on Rounder Records, which we're really, really excited about that.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah.
So let's put Telluride in onto your radar. What are you looking forward to most about coming to Telluride Bluegrass?
Oh, well, Telluride is a place that most of us in the band have been as spectators, and it's where we go to see our heroes play. They have the best lineups of just about any festival and such an amazing reputation, and we're just excited to be included amongst those guys. Our day on main stage, particularly, our lead singer, Celia Woodsmith, is like John Prine is basically her, you know, her biggest hero. And then the rest of us, you know, we love Alison Krauss and Union Station, and we're excited we get to play on the same day, on the same stage, and yeah, Telluride is a magical, magical place. I don't think that anyone could understand that hasn't been there.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I'm talking to you now while you're off teaching Fiddler Camp, is that right?
Yeah, I'm actually kind of sequestered myself in a back room of the Fiddle Camp. And there's, if you hear fiddle coming through, that's actually my mom teaching a class on third position techniques outside. so I'm in, yeah, Monarch, Montana, at the Montana State Fiddle Camp right now. And it's a great camp. It's really,
wonderful.
Really a lot of fun.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you here on the main stage and everywhere else you're going to be, but for the first time performing as opposed to being in the audience. This has been Susan V. Brock, and I'm talking with Kimber Lutiker, is it, or Lutiker, a national fiddle champion, a Colorado fiddle champion, and coming to the main stage, the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, to play on Thursday, and then in sideshows all over town and in Mountain Village. Kimber, thanks so much for taking time out of your teaching schedule to talk with me.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.